Supply of goods has been causing issues over the past 18 months, and it could be a key concern when we start turning our minds to Christmas shopping. Roger Simpson is CEO of The Retail Solution, and he joins us now. Roger, good to have you on the program again.
G'day, Stephen. Always good to be here.
Christmas shopping, not the kind of thing we normally think about as we head into September, but this time around, we really should be thinking about it early.
Absolutely. Look, the I'm one of those that you go to your local supermarket and they go, in August, and they've got Christmas decorations to say, and you go, what's going on?
Yeah.
But for sure, this year, it looks as though there's going to definitely be some supply issues. And as we know, if we leave it to the last 2 weeks, which is the traditional time, we may end up missing out.
Obviously, the biggest concern at the moment is it's very difficult to do bricks and mortar shopping because most of the country is in lockdown. Is this going to affect online deliveries as well?
Yes, for sure, because there's obviously with trying to get supply here, Stephen, as you can imagine, with all that's going on and with flights coming in that are now reduced, so there's less stock coming in, and also what I'm reading as well is that the price of getting having a container has increased at least 4 or 5 times. So
wow. There's
going to be it's exploding out there. So there's lots of issues. So and with online, I'm reading as well that Australia Post have employed 4,000 new people, 3,500 for delivery. So it's going to be a bit of a minefield out there, Stephen.
So what's the tip for retailers here to try and encourage people to get in and do their shopping early?
Yeah, look, I think it's actually it's definitely a couple of things they can do is obviously making sure they have stock and some retailers like JB Hi-Fi have obviously looked at the numbers and they've boosted their stock by close to over $200 million worth of extra stock. So obviously having stock, but also just making sure that when customers come in, as I've been banging on for all the times we talk, Stephen.
Yep.
Make sure they provide a great experience and just be available. And the word is, of course, is that here in Melbourne we're in lockdown again, and as you said, most of the country when things reopen, I think there's going to be that natural. People are going to want to go back to shops, so make sure you've got stock, your staff are trained, etc., ready to go when those customers come back.
Yeah, which is going to be a difficulty for some because a lot of small businesses have had to let staff go, and trying to replenish that or re-engage those staff is going to be difficult.
Yeah, look, it is, Stephen, and times have changed, because we had JobKeeper last year, and I know we had a conversation a little while ago just as JobKeeper was coming off, and now we're back into some serious lockdowns. So yeah, look, it's really tough times, and rent's still got to be paid and all those sorts of things. So it's trying to, and I think it's really hard to try and keep staff when they're being furloughed. So, I really hope retailers have done a job where they can do something to try and keep their staff at least doing something, and then. Get them back on board when stores reopen.
Yeah, you certainly don't open your own business because life's going to be easy, do you? Roger, good to talk to you, mate. We'll catch up again next time.
Sure. Thanks, Stephen.
All the best. Roger Simpson, the CEO of The Retail Solution. If you are a small business person, what are you doing anything to sort of prepare for that Christmas rush? And how are you trying to encourage consumers to get in early?